Good morning, this is Chris with your daily reading from the Bible for the Gateway Church, King's Lynn. Today I'm reading from Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 21. A lamp on a stand. He said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand. For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." "Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him." The parable of the growing seed. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn, first the stalk, then the ear, then the full kernel in the ear. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." The parable of the mustard seeds. Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. Thanks be to God. It was the last part of this reading that really struck me. What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you can plant in the ground. Now, I don't know how small a mustard seed is. I've never seen a mustard seed, although mustard is grown in Norfolk, and Coleman's in Norwich used to produce it, probably still do. But have I ever seen a mustard seed? No. But what I have seen is people who have the tiniest seed faith being blessed by Jesus, being blessed by God. So you don't need to have great big tomes of theology or books or knowledge. Just that simple faith, that tiny seed faith, is all you need to see the kingdom of God grow in your life. And in times of hardship, when things are tough, we can be glad that we do have that tiny seed of faith, because that will never leave us. And I'm grateful for that. And in times of plenty, just be thankful that you've got that faith that Jesus has given you. Lord Jesus, I pray today that each of us would have faith at least as small as a mustard seed. Lord, may we use our faith to go out into the world to tell others about your goodness, your grace, your love, your peace, your joy, and the forgiveness that comes with knowing you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've given us parables to help us understand your word to us. Thank you, Lord, that we are now your disciples and we have a greater understanding than just needing parables. And help us, Lord, to work that out in our daily lives. Amen.